Nashmashot may have already been the right time. Aval kodem ein Nashmashot, kevan she'ein zman sfira, ez ein bekach klum. If it's before ein Nashmashot, then it doesn't matter. You can tell him tonight, because I'm telling you tonight. And it's before Ben Hashmashot, and today is a day earlier, so it's not to count any which way. Cool. אוקיי.
אני לא מבין למה זה נחשב.
אני לא אומר את זה בלי ברכה. למה זה נחשב? במילא הוא רק מתכוון להגיד אחר כך את הברכה. זה לא צריך להיות חשוב. מכיוון שברכות לא מעכבות. Sure, if he was doing it right, he would do it with a bracha. But after all is said and done, if the bracha is only hachana. It's only a preparation. That's all. Sfira, sfira, and that's it. That's it. Finish, gamarnu. That's all. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah, Yutet, Bein Hashmashot, Nakat, Bein Hashmashot, the Shulchan Aruch uses the concept of Bein Hashmashot, Mishum de B'diavad, Im Berach, Bein Hashmashot, Yatsa. Because we learned before that B'diavad, if you went ahead and you did it, and you Bein Hashmashot, you didn't wait till Seita Chokavim, it was still good because of Safik Laila, V'chein Nirali. The Kol Sheken, and all the more, you'll understand, Im Sha'alo to Achal Seita Chokavim, what happens if it's truly nighttime? Tzarich lizayem milashiv hayom kach v'kach, because then you won't be able to do it with a bracha. And that's why I announce yesterday's count was this and this, because if I'll say tonight's count, I have already counted, and that's all. Hayom kach v'kach, if you... But why shouldn't I do it the right way? The fima, that's the point. I mean, that's, you know, why should...
Yeah.
Good. Good, but lechatchila, why shouldn't I do it the right way? Lefi bracha, kefi shetiknu. Lama likanes lisfekot kaer? All right, that's the issue. And probably, as far as zman is concerned, this is the only issue that we have as far as Zman is concerned in Sfirat HaOmer, with one exception, and that is at the other end. In Taf Tzadi Dalet, B'yom Nun L'Sfirat HaOmer, the 50th day, Hu Chag Shavuot. Okay? Seda Atfilah, as far as how to daven is k'mo b'yom tov shel Pesach, there's no difference. Ela shomrim et yom chag ha-shavuot hazeh zman matan Torateinu. Now, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah on the bottom, b'yom nun l'sfirat ha-omer, the time concept arrives there. It's probably the most difficult concept of all of the Yamin Tovim, especially in our situation. Me'acharin lehitpalel avit b'knisat shavuot. You do not daven an early Ma'ariv on Shavuos, but Seita Kochavim, you make sure that you don't start before Seita Kochavim. Why? Kidei Shiyu, Yimei HaSfira, Mem Tet Yom Tumimot. To be able to make the 50th day, which is Shavuos, begin only after 49 complete days Tumimot have passed in time. And that's why on the first night of Shavuos, and obviously the second night of Shavuos, you daven so late, and you cannot do it earlier like a Friday night davening. Shabbos you have an obligation milahosif mikodesh achol.
But any chag you're going to wait till Seita Kochavim to daven.
Yes and no.
Pesach.
Yes and no. I don't have this restriction by Sukkot and Pesach. I could start earlier, but the only thing I want is by Pesach, I don't want the Seder to begin until Tzeita Kochavim. But until we get home, until we say Hallel before, until we daven Ma'ariv, I can start earlier.
The second night of Pesach, you're going to wait till the first day is completed.
That's for sure, okay? That's for sure. But the first night.
The first night of Sukkot is the same thing.
Uh-huh. First night of Sukkot is the same thing, so I can start a little earlier. Which was exactly our dilemma this year. when Pesach became, you know, when we started out with the daylight savings time. The only time we ever had a problem was with Shavuos night. You don't begin davening until 9:15. But it wasn't so with Pesach and Sukkos. Sukkos is still in the clear, although not for very long. I think we may have daylight savings Sukkos time in certain years, and then and also Pesach now. That is the Zman concept of Sfiras Omer. In case anyone ever yells, Halacha Lamaase yells at you or at a minion, it's too early to count Sfira. You remind them that first of all it's Midrabanan, Zazman, right? Uh-huh. And Midrabanan you go Lekula, and you remind them also the second thing, that Bein Hashmashot is Safek Laila. Mm-hmm. Alright? And if they don't understand you, it's because they are the Amorites. A closely related concept to Omer is the concept of Chodesh. Okay? It's a concept which, beginning now, is going to create new dissension and new machlokas among communities as far as kashrus is concerned. It is the next shlav of do you or don't you? Well, I can't eat if you don't. In Mishneh Berurah, in Shulchan Aruch first, Tof Pei Tet. Use it in the Mishneh Berurah. First, Tav Pei Tet, page in Mishneh Berurah 193. Page 193. You see Halacha Yud over there. Asur le'echol chadash af pazman hazeh. New wheat, which means wheat that has been planted close to Pesach, you're not allowed to eat before a certain time. And it's Bein Kali, Bein Karmel, or whether it's Bein Lechem, Bein Kali, Bein Karmel, whether it is ground into flour for Lechem, or you make it into popcorn, or puffed wheat, Kali, roasted wheat, or Karmel, it's honey-coated. The only time, you'll see in Mishneh Berurah what he says, is Ad Chilat Leil Yudchet B'Nisan. You cannot do it until the night of Yudchet Nisan, which means Tesvov Tezayin Yud Zayin Yudches, the fourth night of Sfiras, the fourth night of Pesach, or Be'eretz Yisrael Ad Chilat Leil Yud Zayin, the third night, Yud Zayin. Let's see what the Mishnah tells us. Mishneh Berurah tells us. Mem Dalet. The top of the column. Asur le'echol chadash haynu tfu'ah. Shenishrecha achar tezayin b'nisan. Any wheat which had been planted after tezayin nisan. Shehu zman hakravat ha'omer. The in the shesha kodem haomer is haomer matira. Huh? Beginning with Tetzayin Nisan. Because it's a pasuk. Sure. Sfarta nachem imacharat haShabbat. Miyom haviyachem et omer hatnufa sheva shav. Miyom haviyachem. Yom sheni, tetzayin nisan. Tetzayin nisan. Alright, that's it.
That's it.
No, tetzayin nisan. Sure, that's why we tape record these things. Okay? Ki de Isa be Yoradea, Reish Tzadi Gimel, as we find in Yoradea, Reish Tzadi Gimel, Vayin Sham. Od, further you learn, Shechadash, Shayach, Chadash only applies Rak Bechamesh Saminim, the flour that you would make Mizonos, or Hamotzi out of, Chitim, Saorim, Kusmin, Shibolet Shuol, Shipon. Okay? Any cookie?
The planting of it or the harvesting of it? I didn't follow that. Before the Messiah of Nisan. The harvesting of
it? No, the plant. It's once it is planted.
Once it's planted,
okay.
Before Tes Zion of Nisan.
All right.
Then what?
Then you need a matir. You need something to allow you to go ahead and eat that.
How can I eat it? I just planted it.
Who says you just planted it now?
Before.
You could have planted
it
in Ishvat.
Okay.
Okay. That's summer wheat. That's summer wheat already. I don't need it. All right, the next time you're going to plant wheat, you're going to plant it summertime, and then you'll go ahead and harvest it by Sukkot.
Yes.
Okay?
So within the year of
that's correct.
Up until the last Pesach of Nisan.
Correct.
Anything planted from the last Pesach of Nisan till now?
No. Anything that's planted in the crop, which is the crop right before Tezayin Nisan. Now, right before does not mean 2 days or 3 days. It's called winter wheat. You plant it at the tail end of winter, Shvat. You understand? And it's growing already by Nisan, and you have what to harvest by Nisan. You are not allowed to harvest it, you're not allowed to eat of it in that harvest unless there is a Sfirat HaOmer. There is either Hava'at HaKorban, bringing the Korban, or you wait until Yud-Chet, or Yud-Zayin in Eretz Yisrael. Not so, that's called Chadash, that's called of Nisan. Okay? As we just learned here. Plant Tu Bishvat.
Yeah.
2 months ago.
Yeah.
Comes Pesach, 2 months, I have wheat.
Right.
It's brand new wheat.
Right.
Tender wheat, but I want it.
Yeah.
That's called Chadash. New wheat. You are not allowed to use it until Yud-Ches Nisan.
Okay.
Got it?
After Yud-Ches Nisan, I can use it.
After Yud-Ches Nisan, yeah, no question about it. However, how do you know when you get wheat that it is Chadash or Yasha? That's the issue. Now we're having the business of checking the flour to make sure that the flour is from an earlier crop, in other words, last year's crop.
What this holds in America too?
That's going to be the machlokas, you see. So far, it doesn't say anything about Eretz Yisrael. If you look back in Halacha Yud, Asur lechol chadash af bazman hazeh, it means anywhere and everywhere. Because the Shulchan Aruch wasn't writing only for Eretz Yisrael, it was writing for everywhere. Okay? Correct? Well, that's the pasuk, okay? But you're asking?
Leil Yudchet Benisan is the second day of Pesach?
No. It's the fourth night of Pesach. The first night is Tedvav, the second night is Tedzayin, the third night is Yudzayin, and the fourth night is Yudchet, the fourth night of Pesach. You'll soon see. Got to let the Mishnah Berurah do the work. Af Pazman Hazeh, says the Mishnah Berurah, Midichsiv, because the Pasuk says, the lechem the kaliva karmel lo tochlu ad etzem hayom hazeh bechol moshvotechem is mashma from the words bechol moshvotechem is mashma mizeh daf bechutz laaretz noheg isur ad etzem hayom until the 18th. Dahainu yom hakravat korban shehu tetzayin nisan. So that's tetzayin nisan. But umishum sveika de yoma, because we have this problem of safek yom with the kiddush hachodesh, Machmerinan od al yom echad. So we push it off for another day, another full day. Inay biyaradeya simen reish tzadi gimel. In Yoredeya, Katava Rama, the Rama, unlike the Sfaradim, writes entirely different. He writes Heter Lechodesh. Absolutely muta. Why? Dehavi Sfek Sveka. It is a Sufek upon a Sufek. What is a Sufek? Choda, the first Sufek that we have here is Shema Hatfuahi Mishana Shavra. Maybe the wheat is last year's wheat. In other words, the crop from before. And if you want to say that even it's Mishanazu, it's new wheat, Dilman Nishasha Kodim Laomer. Maybe it was new wheat, but it was from before the time of the Omer, when you would be restricted. Vehuadin, and also Imhu Makom Shemivim Tfua Mimakomot Achedim. What if you import wheat from elsewhere? Shetfuatam Nishreshet Kodim Laomer. That unquestionably you are using old wheat. No. Acharei zriya, nishasha. No. It started to. Why? Why? I hear what you say. No, but that's it. No, we are talking about any tfuah, we're talking about what is called the winter wheat.
Okay.
So you call it, all right, so yours is spring wheat. Correct. Good.
No.
Yeah, but this is the point. If you need, as we spoke before, you need an omer that is going to be a matir. So either it's going to be the korban, which we don't have today, right?
Okay.
Or it's going to be the passage of time. Acharei yud zayin or yud chet. Okay. Now, what am I going to do with that? It's going to take me 2 months to grow. What am I going to do with that? Haim yesh li matir? Do I have a matir? Yeah.
שבתוך 4 ימים האלה, מ-ט"ז עד י"ח, אם אתה משריש אותה בתוך האדמה בתקופה הזאת, אסור לך להשתמש בה לאותה תקופה עד י"ח. אחר כך מותר...
Can't be, because in one day you don't have שרשים.
What's שרשים?
Roots. It starts to sprout. Roots start to sprout. You don't have that.
אתה אומר אם ככה, לפי הדברים האלה, שאסור בכלל להשתמש בתבואה שנשרשה ועתידה לגדול ולהביא תבואה בקיץ, אם היא נשרשה בימים האלה, בין ט"ז לבין י"ח.
Okay, but look a little further. Okay. Just look a little further. כתבו האחרונים, במדינת פולין, in Europe, אין להקל, there's no way that you can be makel. כי אם בחיטים ושיפון דרובה דרובה נזרעים בחודש חשוון ואין שייך בהם חדש. Most wheat is planted in the month of Cheshvan, which is what? Which is winter wheat. You plant it then, and then it sprouts later on in the fall, in the spring, I mean. Im lo otam sheyuduim shenizra'u b'kayetz. Unless you know for sure that it is summer wheat that you definitely have no problem with. Aval se'orim, but shibolet shu'al. Yeah? V'kusmin is ruban v'kimat kulam nizra'im achara pesach. Okay, and that, what's the problem? That's the problem. That you don't have a matir of Yud Zayin Nisan or Yud Chet Nisan. V'gam ein ragil in Poland, it isn't the way. L'havi sham tua mim denot acherot is ein lakel ban. U'mikol makom, however, says the Mishnah Berurah, rov ha'olam ein nizarim klal b'isur chadash. And the reason that we've gotten away with this so far is it is nearly impossible to be able to regulate, and because of this situation where you're under such duress, you go ahead and you rely upon those of the Rishonim who hold shesovrim shechadash b'chutz la'aretz eina ela midivrei sofrim. Okay, that chadash outside of Eretz Yisrael only is midivrei sofrim, is mid rabbanan, shegazru mishum Eretz Yisrael. And the only reason that the rabbanan said that chadash applies outside of Eretz Yisrael is because maybe something will come from chutz la'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Velo gazru ela bimkomot asmuchim la'aretz Yisrael kegon Mitzrayim u'Bavel. And the whole idea of the rabbanan outside of Eretz Yisrael was in lands adjacent to Eretz Yisrael. And others have said that you can hold shechadash eino noeg ela b'tvua shel Yisrael. The only time chadash applies is when the Jew is growing the wheat, aval lo b'shel akum, and not by goyim. Here in America, 99.9999% of the farmers in Montana and the bread belt are certainly not Jewish. According to this, you have to tell the Jews sheyesh lahem tvuah zrura besadot shelahem sheyinagu ba isur chadash. It's only Jews, but most are goyim. V'hinei af she'in b'yadenu limchot b'idei ha'mikilim, and here's where we get the direction. Even though those who are mekil in chadash, and there's no way in the world that we can protest, mikol makom kol bal nefesh, anyone who has a broader spirit, lo yismoch al ha'eterim halalu, should not go ahead and rely on it, v'yachmir la'atzmo b'chol ma she'efshar lo, as best as is possible, ki la'harbe gedoli rishonim hu isur d'oraisa b'chol gavne. Because according to many, it is an isur d'oraisa.
One's going to do a simple citizen who doesn't know when this plant is planted.
So I want to tell you clearly, today we are in the stage of Chumrah. Do you know in Europe practically who the only ones were who held from Chodesh? Mm-hmm. Quietly, the Vilna Gaon.
Me?
The Vilna Gaon, Agaon Mivilna. Quietly, Tzadike Elyon. The top 1.5%. He figured out already. He controlled it. 99, better than 99% of the people didn't worry about Chodesh. So it's just a total impossibility. But that's it. It's just not a way of knowing it. Today, I want to tell you something, with computer, we're capable of knowing. And that's why Chodesh has come into blossom.
Now when you buy bread, it's going to say.
It's already saying it. Okay? Is it Chodesh? Is it Yashar? No two ways about it. Veda od. I want you to know something else, says the Mishnah Berurah. Da'af shekasadnu la'el b'shem achronim. Even though we have said before, like we learned in Poland, the bechitin ein lachush klal, as far as wheat, you don't have to worry about she'ashem ha'shem chadash, why? Mitnei derov nizru'u bevadai b'chodesh cheshvan, because most wheat is winter wheat. Ki hayom shederech lehavi al derech Mesilat HaBazel, like today. They bring it in by railroad, kemach hitim mimekomot ha-rechokim. V'yadua, shebifnim Rusia, that in the center belt of Russia, nimtza habei mekomot shenizru achitim bakayetz, we have plenty of summer wheat. Umatzui sham chadash kimat yoter min hayashan, and there's more chadash than old wheat. Im yodea shebah kemach, if a person knows that the kemach comes misham, from there, tzarich lihizaher bazeh b'yemot hachoref, sh'az kvar na'asin hakemach mitvua chadasha. Okay. Ulinyan shecha. What do we do as far as beer is concerned? Because beer is made from grain. The yetar dinei chadash, and all the rest of the dinim is ayin biyoradei asim erei sadigim uvachronim sham. You see. So that even though when you look in rei sadigim, even though you find that the Ramah doesn't, and many others, all right, doesn't begin to want to invoke this. An interesting thing here. Normally, you look at Sfaradim, you think the Sfaradim are the Mekilim, and the Ashkenazim went ahead and they upgraded things and they were Machmir. Here we have a very curious reversal, that the Sfaradim are more Machmir than the Ashkenazim, at least back in times of the Shulchan. As I said to you, only up until this generation, only a percent of a percent worried about Kadosh and Yashar. And it's going to change. It's going to change. Because the Mishnah Berurah now is in vogue, and I have nothing cynical about that. And it is already, you will find that on breads, it's going to happen, and on cookies, this is Kadosh and this is Yashar. All because of Spirit Solomon. You read it in Yoredeya, Isur Chadash Noeg Bein Ba'aretz Bein B'chutz La'aretz, says the Mechaber. Bein B'shel Yisrael, Bein B'shel Akum. Doesn't matter who it is. Tivu'ah Shelo Yishrish HaKodem Letet Zayin B'Nisan. If you have wheat that hasn't already sprouted its roots before Tetzayin Nisan, Asura Ad Sheyavo HaOmer Haba, you cannot use it until the next year, because it needs a matia. Okay? Mikol Makom, and Ramos says, Kol Stam Tvua, if you look at any kind of wheat, Shari Lacha Pesach, because of the Sfek Sveka. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. Historic. Yes, that's it. That's correct. That's correct. And that winter. Ada Pesach Abba. Simple as that. That's it. Karaka Kobanot, part of the Koban.
Is there a pasuk in the Chumash on Chadash?
Certainly.
We read that, right?
Yeah. V'lechem, v'kali v'karmel lo tochal ad etzem hayom hazeh, ad aviyachem, et omer ha'tnufa. The Korban, you are restricted until you bring the Korban. Simple as that. No, the Yud Zayin.
You didn't resolve why it's Yud Chet.
Yes, Safek Yom. Safek Yom, because in Galut, you know, like for the same reason that we have 2 days of Yom Tov. Because maybe the first wasn't. And only the second day of Yom Tov was true Yom Tov. Okay? We got it mixed up in all of these centuries. That's the problem. Okay.